Praise God. Wow. God is good, isn't he? Praise God. You know, it's holiday time, isn't it, for some. Some of us, we're working. We haven't got the school holidays yet, so we're banking on that. It's quite nice. But it's interesting, isn't it? It's a time where sometimes people just slow down a little bit, which is good, because rest is a good thing, isn't it? You know, it's important to rest. You know, God created, what did he do on the seventh day? He rested, didn't he? And it's important. But there's something about being alert and aware, even when we're resting. But you know, sometimes we can get quite comfortable. And, you know, it's good to be, you know, it's good to rest and it's good to be comfortable, but it's good not to be too comfortable in the sense that we forget our surroundings and we forget to be alert because we're in a battle. Are you with me this morning?
Yes.
I'm in a battle, and you know, and God has called us as an army, and we need to be equipped for battle. So this morning I'm going to talk about how to be equipped for battle. Are you with me? Good, praise God. So I don't know what you're facing, but I've had one of these summers where, my goodness, there's been a lot going on, and you know, I got a promotion and it's this incredible job, and really is. But I've had some battles at work, and we've had some battles, some health issues in our family and stuff, just stuff going on. And I've been like, God, you know, why is this happening? But you know, what's interesting is the Bible says that it's not if tribulation or persecution arises, it's when, isn't it? You know, we go through stuff. But the good thing is that we don't go through that alone, do we? You know, and God has called us to be victorious. And it's interesting, I was just reading Matthew 8, 23. You know, when Jesus is out with his disciples, they're out on a boat. And I'm just going to read that. I'm reading from New King James. It's Matthew 8, 23 and onwards. And it says here, "Now when he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. And suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea, so that the boat was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. Then his disciples came to him and awoke him and saying, 'Lord, save us. We are perishing.' But he said to them, 'Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?' And then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. So the men marveled, saying, 'Who can this be that even the winds and the sea obey him?'" I love this story because, I mean, I don't know about you if you're sort of used to sort of sailing, but you know, if it's a bit rocky and, you know, windy, I probably wouldn't be sleeping, would you? And yet Jesus is just very calm, isn't he? And that's just a powerful picture of how God wants us to be when we're going through storms. You know, my dad said something to me really interesting a couple of weeks ago when we were just praying and I was just sharing my heart with sort of some of the stuff that was going on. And he said, you know, Jesus is in your boat. You know, Jesus is in our boat. Say that to your neighbor. Jesus is in your boat. You know, he's with you when we go through storms. And you know, if Jesus can sleep when that's happening, you know, that's a sign to us that, you know, we don't have to worry. We don't have to, you know, when storms come, that we can trust in him. And what the great thing is that he just went up. I mean, I can just imagine this scenario, can't you? You know, it's just like, Jesus, wake up. And he's like, all right, what's going on? Oh, there's a storm. All right, fine, I'll go up. And it's like, well, stop. And it stopped. And it's like, simple, wasn't it? You know, it's a bit, you know, it's very easy. But sometimes we just make it really difficult for ourselves, don't we? So there are battles, and particularly this year of Jubilee. You know what? God has called us to be triumphant and to have a year of Jubilee. But, you know, often what happens is that before we get our victory, you know, we have to go through some stuff. Is that right? Are you with me this morning? Good. Great. So we're going to read the main scripture is Ephesians 6:10, and it's a very familiar passage of the Bible. It's about the whole armor of God. So if we can go to New King James, that would be great. So I'm reading for verse 10. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh or blood and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery dart of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, and with all perseverance and supplications for all the saints. And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Praise God. So one of the things that God has really been speaking to me, and it's interesting, something PJ said to me, Pastor Joe said to me, as well as, you know, when you go through battles, we should put on the armor of God. And I have literally, since that, every single day been putting on the armor of God. And it's interesting, it's got to the extent where, you know, I have this little ritual with my son, and we do it before we go to nursery. And he just loves it, because we're doing all the actions. And he's looking at me, but you know how great a thing to teach your child to prepare for battle? And we don't leave the house until we've done it. And it's interesting, isn't it? You know, we don't leave our house without brushing our teeth. Well, hopefully. hopefully you don't do that. Or putting our shoes on, unless we sort of, it's a nice summer's hot day. But I don't go to work in bare feet. And yet sometimes we forget to prepare for battle. Sometimes we forget the powerful equipment that God has given to us to put on, not just because we need to look, well, you don't look particularly smart in an armor, but I haven't hired like full equipment as my husband would have done. He always, he's got a bit of a history of fancy dresses when he preaches, but I have a few props later on, so just wait and see. But you know, we don't leave the house without brushing our teeth or combing our hair or getting ready. And yet, sometimes we forget the very basic things of preparing for battle. But I want to encourage you this morning that God's got, he wants to equip you. And he wants to show you how you can be victorious, because God has called us to be victorious in battle. You know, I love the songs we sung today. There were some real battle songs, because we are victorious. Okay? Praise God. So there's a couple of things I'm going to share with you before we go into the actual the different bits of the armor. So the first thing is that there's a battle. That's deep, isn't it? You know, you know, we get prepared for battle because there are battles, okay? You know, and we have storms, desert tribulations. But it's not what we go through, it's how we respond to it. You know, it's how we respond to these. You know, are we driven by fear or by faith? You know, the disciples, when they were on that boat, yet they had the Savior with them. They just weren't really, they hadn't got the full revelation. They were fearful. And yet for Jesus, he just stood up and spoke to the calm, to the storm to calm. And, you know, literally when I say that Jesus is in our boat, you know, it is really, he's with us. And he has equipped us. And the thing about Jesus was that he was alert, wasn't he? Yet he was sleeping. You know? It's interesting, isn't it, that we can be alert, that it's not always about being sort of completely, you know, you're not, soldiers also sleep, don't they? But being alert is important. So that's the first thing. It's very deep. There's a battle. You with me so far? Okay. Well, what's the next thing then? Well, we should put on the whole armor of God. In the Amplified version, it says the complete armor. So what does that mean? That means all the bits, the six bits that we're going to get into. There's no point of going into battle without your shoes on. Why? You know, it's quite painful. Have you ever tried to run really fast without shoes? I know the Kenyans are like doing it on the tracks and you're really fast, but But generally, you know, it's good to have shoes on. And when you think about soldiers, they have proper boots on, don't they? Even though it's really hot. Have you thought about that sometimes? That must be a bit uncomfortable. Why? They don't do it for comfort, do they? They do it because they need to have some solid boots on. You know, they don't go without a helmet. Why? Because they can end up getting a shot in their head, can't they? You know, we have to have every single bit of the armor, and yet sometimes we forget elements of it. So we've got to be prepared for that. And then the third thing is that in verse 12, it says that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. You know, it's not your mother-in-law, or it's not personal. We're fighting against principalities. You know, and I've been, more recently at work, I've had some serious battles. And I sort of come in and thought, what's going on, God? But it's because God has sent me into a place where, you know, the enemy is not just going to sit and think, oh, you know, I'll just let her go. You know, he wants to fight us. And he will throw anything at us. And that's why we've got to see that this is a spiritual battle, okay? But it's we're not fighting against flesh or blood. Another thing is when you look at verse 11 and 13, it's interesting this here. It says here that, 13 says this, that we should take up the whole armor of God that we may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And then it says again, stand therefore. In verse 14, could I have two volunteers? I probably need two men that are not, somebody that's not wearing a skirt. So, Pastor Tammy and Prima, great. So, why don't you lie down on the floor? Oh dear. So, great, just lie down. Just have a good rest there. Don't worry, you're not going to lie there for the whole time. Okay. So, let me just see. I might have a few things here. Let's see. Okay. I ordered some stuff on Amazon. Hadn't worked out. It was actually sort of kid stuff, children's size. But we ordered it. So that's a sword, isn't it? Okay. So sort of very basic question. How ready is Prempa to battle right now? He's not ready, is he? Why not? He's lying down. So how easy it is for him to see that I'm coming from the back here and going to attack him? For those of you at the back, he's lying with his face down. And I can tell you that if I came from the back here now, Prembi wouldn't be able to fight against me, would he? What about Pastor Temi here?
You're more ready.
He's more ready, isn't he? At least he's alert. He's on his guard. Thank you. You can move back. Thanks. Thank you. Let's give them a hand as they come around. You know what? And it's interesting. It says here, stand. Having done all to stand. Stand therefore. You know, when I put on the armor of God every morning, I have this thing. I've got to stand up. Because if I'm lying down, it's quite difficult to put a belt on, actually. And it's difficult to put shoes on. But there's something about standing. And this scripture talking about, you know, what does that mean? That means we need to be ready. We need to be alert. We need to see the enemy from afar. And even though Jesus on the boat was sleeping, he was alert. So when he had the call, literally it was a matter of bam, and then he just did it. So we've got to be ready. And the thing is, when we're standing up, you know, we are immovable. In the Amplified, I love the way that it talks here, that it says in verse 13, it says that we are... stand your ground in the evil day of then, having done everything that the crisis demands, to stand firm in your place, fully prepared, immovable, and victorious. So stand firm and hold your ground, having tightened the wire band of truth. So literally, when we're standing, we are immovable. Okay, we are alert. And there's the thing about us, God wanting us in this season, just to be ready and alert. Okay? Are you with me so far?
Yes.
Good. Great. The next thing we need to be ready for is, when we put on the armor of God, is that we need to be watchful. in verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end. You know, soldiers, they've got to watch out, don't they? We've got to, it's the same thing about being alert, that we've got to be able to see the dangers coming. And we've got to watch, and we've got to have perseverance. You know, when you're a soldier, you know, you can't just sort of suddenly say, oh, you know what, I've had enough today. Just today I'm not going to wear the armor. Today I'm not going to go into battle. You know, sometimes there are battles that are going on and on and on and on and on. And we, God has called us to be victorious, but we got to persevere. And when a soldier's out fighting, they although they will have shifts and they will take breaks, but there'll be long times where when they're out in battle, they just can't grab a break, can they, or a Kit Kat. You know, they've got to be ready. And that's the thing, that we've got to persevere. Praise God. Amen. And then we've got to be bold. Verse 19 and 20. So we can open our mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. And the thing that God has called us to be his messengers. And we've got to speak out with authority, boldly, knowing that he has called us. And sometimes that can be hard, can't it? When we got all eyes on us. But God has equipped us so that we can do it. But we've got to step out and be bold. Praise God. That was a bit of context. So let's look at the armor. Okay? Let's look at the six items. God, what's interesting is that, you know, he talked about it's from our helmet to our shoes. That means it's the full, it's all of it, isn't it? To protect our whole body. Okay? Good. So, the belt of truth. I haven't got any, sorry, I'm wearing a belt today, actually. Yeah. What's the purpose of a belt? To hold our trousers up. Yes. There's no trick questions here, okay? That's good, isn't it? You know? And it protects us, protects our dignity, doesn't it? You know, it's good. It's a good thing to have trousers on. It's important, you know. You know, truth is something good. And the thing is, what does the enemy do? He wants to steal your dignity, and he doesn't want us to live in truth. He wants us to see it as accusations. He wants to accuse us. But actually, you know, the Bible says that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You know? And it says in Proverbs 23:23 that truth comes at a price. Buy the truth and do not sell it. Truth is so precious. And yet, the enemy wants us to lay hold, to keep things bad. You know, there's nothing, the only sin that's a problem. Do you know what that is? Unconfessed sin. That's the only sin that's a problem. So God wants us to be in truth, and yet the enemy, you know, he wants us to just to hold things back. So when you are in battle, we gotta stick to the truth. We gotta clothe us in with truth. Okay, are you with me?
Yes.
Good. The next thing is what? Of the armor. The breastplate. The breastplate of righteousness. So, I said to you that I had gone on Amazon. Sorry, I shouldn't really be advertising here, should I? But I got a breastplate here, but it's a bit small. I'm going to give it to my son afterwards. He can play with it. In fact, he was running around with a helmet this morning. It was quite sweet. So, because normally, actually, you know, these obviously should be covering. So what does a breastplate cover? My heart. Well, not at the moment, so it's been bad. So now it covers my heart. You know, and this is, you know, it's really powerful. And what does it protect me against? Bullets? Knives? Arrows, yes. So you see, you know, the reason why it's good to wear the whole armor, it kind of makes sense now, doesn't it? You know, we need to protect every bit of it. So it protects our heart. It says in the Amplified, an upright heart. and righteousness, you know, by the blood of Jesus, all our sins are forgiven. We have been put right. And you know what? God has, sometimes we conflate it with self-righteousness. That's not what it is. You know, it's righteousness by faith, and there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ. And, you know, we need to clothe us in righteousness every single day and protect our hearts, because what our hearts are so precious. And the enemy wants to attack us and he wants to attack our faith. Praise God. What's the next thing? What's the next thing of the armor? What? Our shoes are, exactly. Having shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So I'm wearing some rather uncomfortable shoes this morning. I was trying to run in them the other day and they dropped off down the... So I was running to a meeting. It's not a pretty sight, but hey-ho. Our shoes, what do we need to do? Why do we have shoes on? To protect our feet. And what else? So we can sort of walk around. And what should we do when we walk? We should share the gospel. Spread the love. Spread his peace. The gospel of peace. You know, Bill Johnson, who's a minister in the US, he said once that in the world, your environment determines your peace. In the kingdom, your peace determines your environment. It's worth repeating. In the world, your environment determines your peace, but in the kingdom, your peace determines your environment. You know, the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard our hearts and our mind in Christ Jesus, it says in Philippians 4:6. You know what? And sometimes we think, you know, when we're in a battle, we're going to be like out there and, you know, kind of constantly with our sword and battling and all that. And you know, sometimes there's a thing about, you know, when we're warriors, you know, we need wisdom as well. And be filled with the peace. You know, I've literally, over the last couple of weeks, I've been in situations where what the enemy wanted to do was to react in my own self, you know, kind of worldly way and just, you know. But actually, just having the peace of God is so powerful. So I've been in situations where literally I've just sat in peace and said, you know, what would Jesus do in this situation? And answer back with wisdom and just being calm. And you know, people are watching us. You know, you are a testimony where you are. And your reactions are so, you know, speak more than words often. You know, so being somebody that brings peace, you know, whether it's literally door knocking, sharing the gospel, when I'm evangelizing, or being with people, when we're out there, just bringing the peace of God. That is also a soldier's job. Praise God. You with me? Good. Praise God. And that's the next thing, the shield of faith. I've got that one. So, again, it's quite small, actually. Because actually, in the old days, they had these massive ones, didn't they? Massive shields where you basically could hide behind. Have you seen all those old films? I'm not so good on war films, but, you know, which one? 300. All right, and is that the one where there's like arrows coming over and they're all doing that? That's what you do, isn't it? And literally, what do we do? What do we protect ourselves against? The arrows. We protect ourselves. And that is the shield of faith. The shield of faith. Praise God. You know, we know confident that God is with me. You know, faith is an attitude of trust that, you know, when we say, you know what, I'm going to put the shield of faith up and God will protect me. You know, when I'm in that boat, when I'm out there, you know, that he will, you know, that I choose to trust you. You know, believe in God that what he said is true and that hold on the promises of him. Praise God. Good. The next thing, getting to the end in terms of the equipment here. You see, this is what I said. It's quite small, isn't it? It's not really a good protection, but in fact, I should have this down, shouldn't I? What is that? The helmet of salvation. So what does that do? Protects our head, if I could wear it. My plan was to have my son to actually do this, but he's at the back sleeping. So, and actually it would probably end up being the Victor show rather than sort of the preaching. So, but the helmet of salvation, what does that represent? You know, it protects our head, but it also our mind, you know, and we have the mind of Christ. And, you know, Joyce Meyer written this book about our mind being a battlefield. And we need to protect our minds, because often when we're in a battle, doubt can start creeping in, can't it? You can start thinking, oh, gosh, can I really do this? Have you really called me to do this? And the very thing that you can think, well, you can still fight physically, but actually, if your mind is not in the right place, that's very difficult to battle. That's why when soldiers are preparing for battle, they spend a lot of time preparing themselves mentally. And same thing with sports people, you know, people that are in the business of sort of competing sports, they have to really spend a long time preparing themselves in their mind as well. So we've got to protect our thoughts and our mind. And you know what? You can't stop the birds flying over your heads, but you can stop them from nesting, can't you? We recently went to Cornwall, and I had a massive seagull attacking me. And I had this, and it was like I was basically eating this homemade sandwich that I had baked. I had baked this bread, and I'd been looking forward to this sandwich the whole morning. And I'm standing, and this massive thing just attacks me from the back. And it's like, what is this? And it was a seagull, and it literally ripped the sandwich out of my hands and attacked it and had it, ate it. And I was just like, thank God it wasn't my son, you know. You know, and Tim just kind of laughed, because it must have looked quite fun, actually. So if you go to St. Ives, just watch your sandwich. That's kind of there's a message in there. But you know what? This thing just came from the back, and it's like, what is this? You know, and thankfully it didn't nest in my head, and I wouldn't have allowed it to. But you know, there's something. Where am I going with this? But you know, we need to protect ourselves, and you know, you can stop them from nesting in your head. And we got to stop that. We just got to stop entertaining fear and doubt, because the thing that enemy wants to do, he wants to paralyze us. And if he's got our minds, he can stop us physically as well. So we've got to look after it. So that is why our mind is so important, and we've got to protect it and protect our mind of Christ. Praise God. And then we've got the sword of the Spirit. And what's interesting, with the other bits, they're sort of protective measures, aren't they? You know, we've got to put the shield on, we've got to protect ourselves. But what is this? It's a bit wonky, isn't it? That's a sword to attack, isn't it? To attack. The sword of the Spirit, the two-edged sword, the Word of God. You know, and when Jesus was with the enemy in the desert, and when he was being tempted, what did he do? He spoke the Word back, didn't he? He used the Word. It is written. It is written. And the way we assault the enemy, the way that we attack back, is by the Word of God. You know, so when I am, if I am down, you know, I rejoice in the Lord always. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I am using the Word of God to speak into my circumstances. But it's not just praise God. It's not just kind of, you know, sometimes we can go into these kind of scattergun Christians where we just take every single word and, you know, and just kind of say it, but we've got to believe it in our hearts. It's got to be a revelation, my friends, that we know that we know that we know that God has got my side. Praise God. You know, there's power in the Word of God. Praise God. So you know what? God has called us to battle. And the thing is, what is so wonderful is that we're not on our own. We're not on our own. We will be successful because God has called us. to be successful. And we don't put this armor on just to look pretty, but to be equipped. So I want to encourage you this morning that, you know, whatever you're going through, that God has equipment. He has equipped you. He's given you every single tool for your battle. So whatever your situation you're in, you know, and you know, it can be so many different things, but God has equipped us. And he has given us the victory through his son, Jesus Christ, at the cross. And the thing is that we just got to put it on and rise up. So I want to encourage you, why don't we just stand to our feet? We're going to put on the whole armor of God. Praise God. So we're just going to confess this. So if you just repeat after me, praise God. Heavenly Father, I am your warrior.
I am your warrior.
Prepare me for battle.
Prepare me for battle.
Today I claim victory over Satan.
Today I claim victory over Satan.
By putting on the whole armor of God.
I put on the girdle of truth.
May I stand firm in the truth of your word. I put on the breastplate of righteousness.
May guard my heart from evil.
So that I will remain pure and holy.
Protected under the blood of Jesus Christ.
I put on the sandals of peace. May I stand firm in the goodness of the gospel.
So your peace will shine through me.
And be a light to all I encounter.
I take the shield of faith.
I am ready to deal with fiery darts of doubt, denial, and deceit.
I put on the helmet of salvation.
I keep my mind focused on God.
And I take the sword of the Spirit.
May the two-edged sword of your word,
God, be ready in my hands
so I can expose the tempting words of Satan.
By faith,
your warrior has put on the whole armor of God.
I am victorious.
I am a conqueror.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's give God a hand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. And Father, there's an army rising up, Father. Father, we as an army are rising up, Father, to take the victory, Lord God. And Father, we thank you that we do not battle against flesh and blood, but against principalities. And Father, we thank you that you have equipped us, Father, to go the whole way, to fight the good fight of faith, and to see the victory. So, Father, we say that we are ready, Father, for new conquest this year. Father, we are ready to battle because we know that you have given us the victory. So we thank you for the armor, Father. We thank you for clothing us with your armor. In your name, amen. Praise God. Praise God.